He Looks Like You, a Fred Omegaverse fic, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary: Frank never expected or even wanted another family, but when he gets one anyway and becomes a dad again, he knows it'll be different this time. He and Matt are going to be happy together, as long as they can agree on a middle name for their newborn son. Red was going to kill him if the bullet wound didn't. Frank knew that. It was stupid. So stupid. Didn't know what he'd been thinking. He had a pregnant Omega at home. He shouldn't have been out here ducking bullets again. Okay, he knew what he'd been thinking. He'd been thinking that Red's due date was 2 days ago and the anxiety over that imminent world-changing arrival had gotten to him. He'd needed fresh air, so he told Red. He'd figured patrolling for a couple of hours would help clear his head. Only now there was a bullet lodged somewhere to the right of his shoulder and he was trying not to bleed out on a rooftop. He was an idiot. His boyfriend seemed to agree with that sentiment because he had appeared at Frank's side not 10 minutes later, breathing heavily and swaying slightly. There was a time when Red could scale a fire escape without breaking a sweat. That time wasn't when he was heavily pregnant, carrying Frank's pup. God, he hoped he hadn't overdone it. Frank reached for him instinctively and muttered, "Red, you stupid bastard." "You want to talk?" Red retorted, his tone stern. "Hold still. You should be at home, resting." Frank grumbled as Red's fingers danced over his skin, already searching for the bullet wound. "Shut up so I can hear. The bullet nicked an artery. You were lucky," said Red with a sigh. "Stop it. Not now." Frank frowned. "Stop what?" Red didn't immediately answer. He'd paused, one hand pressed against the wound between Frank's shoulder and neck, keeping pressure on it, the other braced against his rounded belly. He shouldn't have been out here, and Frank knew it. He looked at him worriedly, noting the stress in Red's face, although maybe that was just from coming after his idiot boyfriend at 1 in the morning. It was hard to tell. "She does pick the most inopportune moments," Red complained, drawing a ragged breath. Frank smiled. "She, huh? What makes you so sure?" "I just know," said Red with a very smug air. "You're full of shit," Frank said fondly. God, he loved him. If he wasn't so worried about him being out here, he would have been quite tempted to kiss him. Red's scent was addictive as it was, all nutty and sweet, like almond milk and caramel. His scent had been even more potent during his pregnancy. Frank was going to miss that, but soon enough, they'd have a little pup to care for and he'd forget all about it. He frowned when Red gave a low groan of pain and whimpered. "Red, sweetheart, what is it?" "Contraction," Red groaned out through gritted teeth. Frank stared at him in horror. "Are you sure?" Red allowed him a small smile and said, "I've been having them for the last 4 hours, so yeah, I'm pretty sure, Frank." "Red!" Frank exclaimed reproachfully. "You stupid bastard, I know," said Red, his tone weary. "I tried to call, but you were busy getting shot, and I figured she could wait until I find you and make sure you were all right." That was so like him that Frank stifled a groan. Every time he called Red a stubborn bastard, he liked to think that he had his reasons. Red had just given him an extra one, of course, and he'd be reminding him of it for the rest of his life, as was the little pup, who wouldn't conform to Red's timelines. Frank sighed and shook his head. "She ain't waiting, Red." "Not so much," Red agreed, sinking to the ground with a groan. "Breathe, sweetheart, breathe," Frank murmured comfortingly, taking his boyfriend in his arms. "Bullet would be damned." "I need to suture that wound," Red whispered between ragged, panicked breaths. "Not when your hands are shaking like that, you're not," said Frank, taking Red's hands in his. "Breathe. Come on, Red. Nice and slow." Red did as he asked, taking several slow, deep breaths that did more for Frank's nerves than anything else could. He'd forgotten this, the terror and uncertainty that came with seeing an Omega, his Omega, suffering through childbirth. He squeezed his hand, longing to comfort him. "I hate you so much right now, I just keep thinking." Red's world tried off for a moment and he gave a soft laugh as he said, "Frank did this to me." "I did this to you?" Frank repeated incredulously. "Sweetheart, you fucking bucked me to put a pup in you." "I I was in heat, said Red, his tone adorably defensive. Frank smirked. And every other time before that didn't count because... Shut up, Red ordered, elbowing him in the ribs and making Frank laugh. He needed it to be like this, he decided as he cradled Red against his chest and stroked his hair. He needed to have this one tender moment with him before it was all taken out of his hands, before the hospital, before nurses, midwives, and doctors took over. Red was his, and he needed him to know that he was going to be with him through this whole thing. He'd promised him that from the start. Come on, said Frank, when he judged that enough time had passed. I need to get you to a hospital. Red shook his head. Can't. Frank frowned. What do you mean you can't? I can't move, Red admitted with a weary sigh. It's gonna have to be here. No, Frank thought immediately. No way in hell was Red having his pup on some filthy rooftop. It wasn't worth the risk, and if something went wrong, he didn't even have a first aid kit on him. He wouldn't be able to do anything for Red. No, he was getting him to a hospital, even if he had to carry him himself, he decided. Red, he said, trying to stay calm. You could get an infection and die up here. God knows what's been on this roof. Yeah, he does. It's perfect timing. Red agreed, and Frank rolled his eyes. This is the same roof where you shot me, Dick. Frank gave a sympathetic groan. I said I was sorry. Didn't mean it, Red said with a huff. Then he whimpered and tensed, his grip on Frank's hand suddenly vice-like as a contraction gripped the Omega's insides. Frank held his breath through it and knew Red was doing the same thing. So much for all those birthing classes and relaxation techniques. Red was wound as tight and tense as he'd ever seen him. I'm calling you a nurse friend, which, by the way, is what you should have done instead of coming out here yourself, said Frank, freeing his hand from Red's grip and picking up his cell phone. Claire couldn't have found you, not like I can, said Red with a hint of pride. Yeah, you know how to find trouble. What else is new? Asked Frank, shaking his head at him. Red gave a soft chuckle, relaxing against him and letting himself be held. Frank relaxed too, enough that when he dialed Claire's number, his hands were no longer trembling. It was a lot. So much was about to change, but not this. Not him and Red. Not ever. It's Frank, he said when the call was picked up, not even waiting for Claire to answer. Red's in labor. He needs your help. You know me, I wouldn't ask, but he's a stubborn bastard. Are you right there? Where are you? Asked Claire as Frank thanked his lucky stars that Red knew at least one medical professional. Corner of 11th and Broadway, on the roof, he added with a grimace. Claire's tone was incredulous as he said, on the... Are you serious? Frank grimaced. Yeah, like I said, stubborn bastard. Red thanked him for that comment with an elbow to the ribs that almost made Frank laugh. He hummed appreciatively and inhaled Red's scent. God, he loved him. This feisty Omega owned him so completely, heart and soul. He couldn't wait to have a pup with him. I'll call Luke. You can get Matt to the hospital, Claire suggested, and Frank nodded, swallowing hard against the lump that rose suddenly in his throat. Thanks, he croaked, his voice suddenly hoarse at the immensity of impending parenthood descended. I know it's a little premature, but Merry Christmas, Frank, said Claire as Red took his other hand and gently squeezed. Yeah, you too, Frank said as he hung up. He dropped a soft kiss in Red's hair, dreading and yet looking forward to the next dozen hours, which would be physically draining on Red and an emotional shitstorm for Frank, who had never thought he'd have another family, and yet was about to. It was nerve-wracking, to say the least. Frank cradled the newborn in his arms, a smile tugging at his lips and his eyes wet with tears. Red was resting now, wrung out from 8 hours of labor, not as long as expected for his first time, something Frank was grateful for. He wasn't sure he could have waited much longer to meet his son. Red really was full of shit, as he told him more than once. He'd been so sure that his little pup was going to be a girl. Frank held Jonathan, Franklin, Jackie, Castle Murdoch in his arms as carefully as if he was made of glass. He and Red had argued about the name for a good 42 minutes. Red wanted to name the little guy after his dad and Jackie's, and Frank wouldn't have it. He'd already had a son named after him, and he didn't want a daily reminder of all the ways he'd failed Frankie. Red had agreed to name him after Jackie's godfather instead, Franklin Foggy Nelson, who was absolutely ecstatic with the news of Jackie's safe arrival and even hugged Frank, a sure sign that the world had gone mad. "He looks like you," Red murmured sleepily from his hospital bed. Frank gave a low chuckle. "How would you even know?" Red gave a tired smile. "Think I don't know what you look like after all this time?" "People talk. I heard the nurses earlier. He's got big dark eyes like you and dark hair. That's what they said." Frank smiled and said, "That could change." "Maybe," Red agreed with a slight quiver in his tone. "But this won't, right? You won't?" "I ain't leaving, sweetheart," Frank quickly promised. He crossed the room with quick, firm steps and set Jackie in Red's arms, leaning down to press a soft kiss to his boyfriend's forehead. Red hardly knew him at all if he thought he could walk away from him, especially now. He'd been a goner from the moment Jackie's little fingers curled around one of his own, as he'd known he would be. "Sorry," Red apologized, stifling slightly. "Hormones, you know?" "I know, but it's not just that, is it?" asked Frank as Red shook his head. "Okay, I'm scared to death of something happening to Jackie. I love him so much already, but I love you even more. I promise you, Red, I won't ever let anything happen to him, and I won't walk away from you, sweetheart, no matter what's going through my head." "Okay," Red said quietly. Frank stroked his hair and moved to sit beside him on the bed, curling an arm around his shoulders and smiling down at his infant son. He meant what he said. He'd defend this little family to his dying breath. It wouldn't be like last time. He'd never let it happen again. Between him and Red, they'd keep baby Jackie and each other safe and loved forever.